and Janelle Hawley.
Hi, Chuck and Janelle Hawley.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, are you good for, you got my last email, right?
Yeah, I have a lot to talk about, but yeah, thank you for the information. I like the idea of the shuttle, but I'm going to get in at 10.
Okay.
The shuttle runs at 10, so I'll miss that one, and then the next one's an hour and a half later.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask if anyone's willing.
Kevin Extel.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about it. I may not come down Monday or Tuesday anyway, so.
Right.
Definitely not coming down until at least Monday, but yeah, I'll probably do Monday, so we'll work something out.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Okay. And then it's, when do you leave for Brazil?
That's what I have to talk about, because I'm in some deep shit.
Okay. At some point, we need to talk about just stage championship stuff. But that can be a conversation on the phone at some point. So.
Okay, and I will have my my trio with me, which is completely international. So if it needs to be done from South America, so be it.
Okay, we can probably do it beforehand. It's not going to be that big of a deal. So.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody else.
Hello.
Is this Kevin?
Yep.
Hello there. It's Kim.
Kevin, I'm assuming you are going to be at the festival this year.
Correct. Already got everything, tickets, registration, everything's all set.
Oh, I got to register. Shit.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Hey, Kevin, any chance of you doing the Juggling Seed show again for me this year?
I'd love to, as long as it works with my schedule and everything. What day is that one on again?
It's Thursday, and it's a little later on Thursday. I want to say it's 1 o'clock. I'm not sure whether it's 1 or 2.
That'll probably work. Let me cross-check, but I'll give you a tentative yeah on that.
Cool.
Kim, can you hear me?
Hello.
Kim Laird?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, was that you just saying planting the juggling seed? Was it 1?
I said I had to check it. I don't have the time in front of me. What time
All
is
right.
it?
I do, and it's what you sent me, which was Thursday, 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's fine, too?
You sent me the copy saying that Thursday morning the gym will be filled with hundreds of local school children, and you specified 11 a.m., so that's what I have.
That's fine. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember what I had told you.
Well, I'm glad I checked, because we're going to print with the program probably Friday.
Okay, cool.
Mike?
Yes.
This is Chuck. I am writing up the thing for the stage competitions, and I will have something to you by tomorrow at the absolute latest.
Well, the deadline was Monday.
Oh, I thought it was the 20th.
No, it was the 15th.
Okay. Is there something in there then for the competition?
I don't know what we would put in the program about the competition, because all the deadlines are already over for people to enter, aren't they?
Right. I thought it was – okay, I thought you wanted something for the competition.
Oh, I have write-ups on what the competitions are and where and all that stuff.
Okay, then I'm not going to worry about it then. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I have, you know, I have a blurb for the juniors and the prop and the teams and individuals and numbers and all that stuff. I wrote all that.
Okay, excellent. Sorry, I thought you were depending on me for that. Okay.
Oh, no. No, I got all that. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
Hey, Kim.
Yes.
I know not everyone's here. I just wanted to clarify something with you. I read the magazine contract as it stands now, and I interpreted it to mean that we had 3 months before the end of the year.
3 months before the last issue. And the last issue...
It really says issue?
I'll go right back into it. Hang on.
But I think maybe we'll check it later, but just... I was under a different impression.
I can get to it pretty quickly.
Okay.
Did you happen to get the email that I sent you, Anthony?
Well, yeah, I did. I read it super fast, but not enough time to digest it.
And I did make two mistakes with figures on there. So
okay.
I'll send you a new one with those two figures. Correct it.
Okay. I just got back from 2 weeks in Europe, so I'm pretty much getting sandblasted from every direction.
Understandable, no problem.
Because I have to leave for Brazil this Saturday.
Oh.
All right, so right now we have on the phone Anthony, Kevin, Kim, Mike, us, and one other person. Who am I missing?
Holly.
Holly, okay.
Thanks. Hi, Holly.
Hello, Holly.
It's Holly. It's Holly, Chuck.
Thanks. And I'm going to give it two more minutes. See if Richard or Ken show up. Otherwise, we can move forward. Hey, Mike?
Yes?
While I have you here, I'm going to send out an email. I just tried to send it out about an hour ago, having some problems here at work with email. So I'm going to send an email to you tonight with a list of all the competitors. And those who have paid, who have confirmation from paying, and who I need confirmation from.
Okay.
So I know, I guess, is Martin the person to look for the store accounts, or would that be you?
I have access to the store, so if someone says they paid through the store, I can confirm that.
Okay, so I'll send you all the payment, all the information, and behind it, how they indicated they have paid for it. So we just need to make sure.
Okay.
Before the finals are announced, everybody is paid up.
Sure. And you've been getting the ones that I've received by check, and I forward them to you?
Correct. And I have those marked on this list as well. So.
Okay. Yeah, anyone who paid for a Champs entry, either through the store or on by check mailed to me, we've recorded them in our registration database, so we will have a record of them.
Okay, maybe I'll just send this to you first and not even bother with Jim and Martin and see what you – we'll see which ones we're missing.
All right.
I'll get that to you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get started. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 8:08 p.m., do a roll call. Chuck Hawley here. Kim Laird.
Here.
Anthony Shave.
Yo, yo.
Kevin Axtell.
Here.
Janelle Hawley.
Here.
Hawley Greeley.
Here.
And Mike Sullivan.
Here.
Missing anybody? Like it. And board members, Richard Kennison, John Satriano, and Ken Ferris are absent. Okay. Approval of agenda. I guess we can vote on this stuff. It's just stuff. I'll move to approve the agenda for today. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Anybody opposed? All right. Agenda is approved. I will move to approve the minutes from May 20th. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Any comments? All right, let's vote. Anybody opposed? All right, minutes are approved. So let's start with reports. Mike, would you like to go ahead?
Sure, Chuck. Thank you.
Hello,
everybody. There are 25 days left before the 2009 IJA Festival begins in the beautiful city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. First, an update on our hotel room sales. At the Embassy Suites, we have sold 608 room nights against a total of 473. So we are at 128% of our goal there. That is a slight uptick from our May report. Essentially, the MC has been turning down additional rooms because we've more than exceeded our quota there, and they are trying to move people to the Marriott. If someone really insists, though, they will try and get a room form at the IJA rate at the embassy. At the Marriott, we have sold 461 room nights against our goal of 703. So we are at 65.5% of our goal, a net gain of 16% since our report on May 20th. In total, we are at 90.75% of our contracted final room night goal, meaning that we have comfortably fulfilled our contract commitment to both hotels, and we will not be subject to the $54,000 penalty for rental of the convention center had we not met our room night goal. From what I understand, talking to the people in Winston-Salem, they are thrilled out of their minds with how well we have come through for them on room sales, especially in this economy. Registrations to date are lower than I would like to see. We stand at approximately 318 package plans sold so far, plus about 22 people on group plans with jugheads, plus about 31 comp packages. That includes both performers and staff, and enough gym passes to account for another 8 or 10 jugglers of the week. We have a minimum goal to make our revenue budget of about 425 jugglers paying a package plan type price for the week. So I would like to see another 100 people registered for the festival by June 30th. I'm very skeptical that's going to happen. So I'm just hoping we have a lot of people show up on site and pay full price, which will help our revenue even more. We have sold 14 special workshop packages against a goal of 20, a net gain of 1 since the May report, and still 4 vendor spaces against a goal of 25. And as I said last year, it's clear now that this year we will have very few vendors at the fest, most likely due to the economy. This week was and is the big deadline for a lot of the big ticket items that need to be ordered for our festival. I am placing the order for our festival t-shirts tomorrow morning. This year's t-shirt, by the way, has an awesome design, and we will offer the shirts in 3 different colors in both men's and ladies' sizes. And I'm also placing the order later this week for our food for the big Juggle Jam party on Saturday night. Aside from our rental of the Stevens Center Theater, the food order is our single biggest expense item for the festival, contracted to be about $10,000. We are also in the near final draft of our festival program. As a matter of fact, just when the call started, I received our second draft, which looks really good. And that program will go to the printer by the end of this week so that we only have to pay for ground shipping for that. All of the other details for the festival are in good shape. We have the $12,000 check scheduled to go out to the Stevens Center Theater before the July 1st deadline. Matt Hall is doing an outstanding job with the workshops, with more than 50 workshops scheduled already, and his goal is to have 100 workshops scheduled by the time of the festival. By the way, if you haven't noticed, there is a preliminary festival schedule online at the IJA Festival Forum, with a live link to Matt's Google Calendar, which he's using to plan the workshops. Keith Nelson, with help from Tom Kidman and John Jessman, is working on the Renegade shows. Scott Slevnick is on board as our games director for the 18th consecutive year. Jerry Martin is ready to be our on-site registrar for the 18th consecutive year. Dozens of other key volunteers are also lined up and ready to go for our festival, which just starts in a little under 3.5 weeks. In short, everything is going very well. We are on schedule and on budget, and I am sleeping very well every night. So with that, I would be happy to take any questions.
All sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds awesome, Mike. Just so you're aware, if you need any help ahead of time, I'll be pulling in on July 10th. So... if you need anything.
Okay, that's Saturday night, Kim?
Actually, probably more like in the afternoon, because we're
okay.
Going halfway down on the 9th to Washington, D.C. and all, and then we're We'll be down there in the afternoon on the 10th.
All right, great. That's Friday. That's when we get in. We'll be in about 2 o'clock to have our pre-conference meeting with the convention center people.
Yeah, I'll make sure you have my cell phone number, and this way, if you need me to do anything, I'll be available.
Well, very good. Appreciate that. I think everything should be in good shape, but I do appreciate the offer. And I think everyone who's on this call should have received the invitation to the volunteers party on Sunday night.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and we hope to see you there. Any other questions?
Good, Mike. Carl, you don't have anything for Mike, do you?
No, I mean, we've been in touch by email. I just need to make sure that anything that needs to be paid before the end of June, I know about before the 26th, because I'm leaving town on the 27th until right before the fest.
Right. I'm aware of that, Holly, and I don't think there's anything. I am making a list of checks that we'll have to cut at the festival, which Kim can handle because she'll have the checkbook, right?
Right.
Yep.
And, Kim, I've got to get you the credit card terminal, which I'll do probably the middle of next week. I'll send it off to you.
Okay.
And while we're just quick talking about this stuff, Kim, I'll talk to you, coordinate with you about how to cut checks for competition stuff then, too, just to make sure it's understood well ahead of time.
Yep.
It was a little messy last year, and with some communication issues, I'd like to be a little set up a little better ahead of time, I think. So I'll work that out with you, though.
Yeah. Well, what we did the previous to that was I had just filled out the check but left the pay-to area blank.
Okay.
And the championships director then just filled in the names.
Okay, that'll definitely, yeah, that would be easier, because last year we had them find you, I think, at the, it was something that was like a mess, and one
yeah, and
barely spoke English, and it was just me not even thinking of that detail, so.
Yeah, and I don't know why we did it that way last year, but, it did not work. So I was just planning on filling out the amount, signing everything, but leaving the pay to blank, and that you can take care of that once the awards are decided.
Okay, great. I can definitely do that.
Cool.
Anything else for Mike? All right, great. Thank you, Mike. Everything sounds great, and we'll be in touch via email.
Thank you, and I wouldn't mind hanging on for the rest of the call if
absolutely.
Don't mind either. Okay.
Holly, you're up.
I don't have a lot. I sent out the financial statements this afternoon, and I'm sorry they were so late. I actually didn't realize the call was tonight until this morning. So anyway, they're out. There's really not a lot of news to report beyond what Mike has said, because that's the big financial issue is the festival and how that's going to do. The 990 forms are still unavailable, and that'll be due in August. So if the forms are not available online by the end of July, I'm just going to fill them out by hand and mail them in, do it the old-fashioned way. We still need to settle up ad revenue with Alan Howard for the spring issue. That's been hanging on for a while, and I'd like to get that cleaned up, but his schedule is pretty busy, so that's been kind of challenging.
And Holly, not to interrupt there, but I was in contact with him to see if he wanted me to assist him on getting some of those cleaned up, and he said he felt confident that the money would be coming in soon from those vendors, or those advertisers, I should say. So.
Yeah, and the only thing really that the board can do, or that you can do aside from making some phone calls, is to not allow them to set up at the festival. But it sounds like most of those people who can't afford to pay him probably aren't going to be at the festival anyway. So I'm not sure that there's anything that the IJA can do anyway. So
right.
I believe we still owe the Mobile Mini Circus some money. Have you gotten that done yet, Kim?
What was the total amount? Because somehow I lost the amount, and I emailed you asking that, but I don't recall getting a reply.
Because you emailed me again and said that you found it.
Oh, shoot. It's like 1,000.
Yeah, I'll find it and send it to you again.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Holly.
That's okay.
It's been a mess.
And And let's see, there was one other. Our cash flow right now is just fine, as you might expect, because monies are coming in for the festival but not going out yet. So it's really hard to know at this point whether we're going to end up dipping into the Life Member Fund. We'll know that after all the festival bills are settled up and we know how much money we've made or not made on it. And that's really about it. There's not much else going on besides festival income.
Any questions for Holly? All right, thank you, Holly. And you will be—you'll be around the week of the festival, correct? We'll be able to get a hold of you.
I will. I get back in town on that Sunday night before the fest, and I can be reached during those 2 weeks prior. It's just you probably have to leave a message on my cell phone or leave me an email and wait for me to find some cell phone coverage and call back.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to have service anywhere.
But it's good to know that we can get a response from you about within a day or two, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Then as long as you and Kim have schedules worked out for all the other stuff or whatever needs to be done, I'm assuming that's taken care of. I'm just...
It will be.
Yeah. We're all good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to, do we want to do magazine stuff?
We can do that. There's unfortunately not too much to report because I had two unexpected trips come up and a third one come up. But the one item that I would like everyone to think about is, are we willing to give up the name Juggle? And from my conversations with Alan, he's completely okay with us going elsewhere for the various parts of the costs of to come up with the magazine. But he said if he doesn't do the whole package, there's a good chance that the name will be lost.
And am I correct in that he owns the name Juggle?
Not him, Stan Allen.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the thing that I want to ask everyone is, okay, I want to go back to Alan and ask him for two quotes. I want to ask him for a quote to do, again, the whole package, just for comparison purposes. I mean, I know where it's going to fall out, but just for comparison purposes. But then I also want to ask him to quote to continue doing the content, the research and interviews, and then, you know, whatever miscellaneous supplies he has, which is a tiny thing. And then Kim sent me some good stuff today about farming out the layout art design, and then also there's plenty of options for printing and paper. So the thing that in my opinion, I don't think we can make this magazine without Alan Howard is the content and the research.
Yeah,
but I think we lose the name if we whittle it down that far.
Hmm.
Well, my understanding, Anthony, and I could be wrong on this, but I know when I spoke with Stan Allen about the name last time we went through the contract, he had said as long as Alan Howard was the editor of the magazine, he would allow the name to stand.
Okay.
That was 3 years ago. He could have changed his mind. I'm not sure.
Well, all I know is when I was talking to Alan Howard on the phone, he pretty much said that the same thing that you just said, but he wasn't necessarily 100% certain, confident that it would play out that way.
Well, I'm sure he has to go back to Stan and ask him, you know, and talk to him about it. And by the way, I did find the continuation agreement in here. It's on page 2 of the contract at the very bottom.
Yep.
If present agreement is to be extended or adapted and the relationship between publisher and IJA continued, the new agreement should be signed no later than 3 months prior to the conclusion of the present contract.
Which is the end of this year.
Well, it...
I'm pretty sure... If you look back at the beginning, it defines the contract from January 1 to December 31 somewhere.
Well,
and again, it's semantics. Let's talk about it between you and I later.
Right.
If it really is August, then okay, I got to hightail it, but I don't think it is.
Well, and here's in I think it's great we're getting some headway on this. You know, I this is something that I definitely is going to be brought up at the annual meeting.
Yep.
And we should just have something ready and hear what people want to say and do, and I think that will have a lot of sway in the next board's decision, because at this point, this is really going to be the next board's decision.
Absolutely.
Anthony and Kevin, definitely listen up, and statistically speaking, Kim, you
will.
I may not be there.
You got a 75% chance of being there. So
I'm not voting for Kim.
So
hey,
anyway, you know, it's something that the next board is definitely going to have to take. So you know, I think maybe even getting something in the next e-newsletter about the annual meeting. I can definitely get something over to Don, which I think I might do, to say, look, at the annual meeting, we will be discussing the next magazine. That decision will have to be made soon. So I think I'm going to sort of advertise it, if that's okay with everybody.
That's fine with me. Now, just to let you know where I stand, I was scheduled to go on vacation June 27th. For 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and then meet up with you guys at the festival. The company just bought my plane tickets and said, no, I'm going a week earlier, so I'm leaving Saturday for Brazil for 3 weeks, and then I will be arriving Tuesday morning, the morning of the annual meeting.
Okay.
Which, when I, you know, the first week I'm down in Brazil is going to be all business. I'm probably going to be working 20-hour days, but as soon as I get into vacation mode, I was planning on sitting down, consolidating all of my efforts, sending a recommendation with everything that I have, hopefully early enough that we can toss it back and forth enough before we get to the meeting. I will have full access to phone and email while I'm down there.
Okay. And the other thing is I'm gonna also put out an email. I was hoping Kevin and Kevin. I was hoping that Ken and Richard would be here tonight because, you know, one of the things I want to put out there, and I'll do this in email, is to say, you know, you guys are the definite four coming back, and, you know, there needs to be a chairman next year and a treasurer, and I know I sort of mentioned it before, but it's just something that, you know, you guys may want to talk about, because otherwise a decision is going to have to be made really quick at
right.
that. So I just know this sort of came up last year, and Don was sort of, you know, pushing us to say you guys need to make it, so the discussion beforehand helped, and it wasn't a last-second decision. So I'm sort of passing the favor along. So, but I'll send that in an email as well.
Excellent.
Everybody gets it. But, yeah, you know, it's a lot easier if you guys kind of talk that out, and you have the board form if you want, or email, personal email back and forth if you want to as well. So if you were to need it, you could do an AccuConference call too. So we could set that up. But anyway, that's there too. So,
all right. Can I jump back to magazine real quick?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. The conversation went where it needed to. As far as losing the name, is there anyone that is strongly opposed to that's on the call right now?
I'm not.
Nope.
I'm not terribly. It needs to change. It needs to evolve. If it's a matter of, if it's a major financial liability to hold on to it, then, you know, I think it's worth talking about.
Okay.
If it's a big, if it's any, you know, significant financial difference, I don't think we need to hold on to the name.
Okay. That's where I am, too. Then the other item I had was, okay, Kim, I got your email today, and what I saw in there was pretty astounding, and I have to, like I said, digest it.
Yeah, no problem.
The basic premise, just to let everyone know, is that some department at your school that's won awards for layout and design of magazines, correct, is offering to do the layout work for free on a contract basis. Is that correct?
Yeah. What it is it's our Carbon County Technical Institute, which is high school kids, so it's like the Votech school. But they have won national awards for their graphics designs, their light magazine and brochure layouts and designs. And I did speak with their instructor. She is excited about the possibility of having her senior honors kids actually do layout and design for us. It would be part of their classwork, so as such, they would not be able to charge.
Have they done something like this before on a contract basis?
They are doing area magazines and brochures for many of the resorts up here in the Poconos and all, yeah.
Cool.
All right. So just so everyone got a flavor of what that's about, to me that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. The only other thing that I did not investigate yet that I wanted to was that somebody told me somewhere that there's the possibility of like having template type layout programs. If it's all right with everyone else, or where like I buy the program, I can dump the content into it and it kind of fills in the template. It's fairly cheap from what I've heard, but I guess if I can have permission to investigate that offer from Kim first, I think that's a better idea.
Agreed.
I mean, you also would need someone to run that template anyway. So you would
exactly. So that's why when Kim basically gave me a lifesaver. So
we definitely go for that.
That saves us $2,250 per issue.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's almost a $10,000 savings, or maybe more.
Yep. The other thing, the rest of it, Kim, on the two-tier membership, I've been throwing around numbers also to try to come up with working numbers. I think you're cutting us a little bit low, but let me just look at it, and we'll come up with something. I think because I'll be out of the country, I'm going to try to work with you more just, you know, if I need to send something to you and you need to present it, I think you're the best person to do it because you've been kind of going with me a little bit here and there.
Okay, that's not a problem.
I appreciate that.
Which numbers did you feel I was a little low on, the base number I was using or the other copies? Just so I have an idea.
I didn't think you were low in the sense of being correct or incorrect. What I think is we can put a little bit more margin in there on the
right,
final
right.
member cost, the member price.
Yeah, and I do agree because the margin I've given us right now is only $3.46 per member.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like that, you know what I mean? So.
Well, I was trying to do it without going too far away from what we currently have, so we're not making a huge jump right away, but, you know, we've got to do what we've got to do. So, yeah, just let me know what you think.
I will do that, and then on that note, I'm pretty much done, but I did want to I did want to apologize to the group for last meeting when I kind of got upset. So please know that it was 100% Chuck's fault.
So. Some things never change.
Yeah.
Okay, so magazine, it looks like we're in a good spot, and we're moving towards this annual meeting. Everything done with magazine right now?
I'm complete speaking.
Okay. So then I'm going to roll this into the annual meeting and let everybody know that it's on Tuesday at 4 p.m. We have to get a space for that. Mike, do we have a place for that yet? Mike's still with us?
Yes, huh?
I am here, Chuck. Sorry, I was on mute.
That's okay.
The annual meeting?
Yeah, do we have a place for that on Tuesday at 4 p.m.?
Yes, we do. It's going to be in North Main Hall, Section A, which is the big center section of the, the two halves of the convention center, the half that's not the gym.
Right.
We're going to be in the big middle area, and that will have a stage with a riser stage with chairs and tables, and we'll have a portable PA in there.
Okay, and once again, I think we should start the meeting in the gym so we don't have to worry about the quorum for those who experienced this last year. You have to basically have enough members to get a quorum for the meeting, so we basically started in the gym, and with no objections, we moved it to the other room. And that allows us to not stop everybody from juggling and completely hold up the entire festival, which complaints in the past. So,
Well, then what I would suggest is that we can use the overhead sound PA microphone in the gym to declare the meeting underway.
Right.
And then you would make a motion that we adjourn to North Main Hall Section A to continue the meeting.
Correct. And that's the same thing we did 2 years ago. So, and it seemed to work well. And,
yeah.
All the young kids who don't understand, we just tell them to be quiet and agree so they can keep juggling if they don't want to go to
And then the other thing is the election operation will also be held in North Main Hall Section A. Is that all right?
The election
voting.
2 years
the
ago
voting.
The gym. I would sort of sit there just to encourage more people to see it.
Okay, we can do either, whatever you think is best, but I was just trying to plan for now.
Either that, or I would do it out, maybe just set up a desk maybe in the hallway, and so right where people enter the gym, have the election there. I think it just should be something visible for a couple hours so people see it when they come in. If they have
They only have 2 hours from the time that we adjourn the meeting to vote.
The election's on Wednesday.
I think the bylaws say that voting continues until 30 minutes after the end of the meeting or when the last person who was in line when the meeting ended has voted.
So the election
30 minutes.
Happen on Tuesday then. Am I correct in that?
I didn't hear that, Chuck.
The annual meeting does dictate when the elections are, correct?
I'm not aware of that, but I was told to schedule them both at the same time.
Okay. We should definitely not do the elections where the annual meeting is. I don't know. Let me think about it.
In the hallway or in the gym, it's no problem.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it. I'll give you a definite on that. So the other thing is all the board members who can be there should be there. Kevin, I'm assuming that you'll be okay for – Kevin and Anthony will be okay for Tuesday at 4 p.m.?
I believe so.
And I've talked to Kim. She will definitely be there helping me out with some procedural stuff. As you can tell, I handle this pretty loosely, and you don't want to do that at the annual meeting. So we also have a parliamentarian, and she will be meeting me at 3 p.m., correct, Mike?
That is correct.
Correct, too. Good. So, and I will be meeting with her and making sure just to go over all the stuff. So, if you've never been to an annual meeting, and they're just going through reports and listening to everybody in the audience. So, that should be all with that. The only other thing to talk about also is that we do not have a recording secretary after this meeting. Janelle will definitely not be at the festival. And we can use video or recording and hand record it later if we want to. But the other thing to think about is that we do need to find a volunteer because we'll want somebody to record the meeting minutes and stuff like that. So if anybody knows someone who would be interested in basically just sitting around and listening into the meetings and typing a couple things here and there, it's not difficult to do, but it would be great to have a volunteer to do it. Otherwise, past it's been done by a board member. The downside to that is that the board member tends to not be able to participate as much because they're too busy focusing on the secretarial duties. So something else, if anybody knows and anybody can sort of send someone to step up and volunteer, that would be great. I guess that is all I have. Other Varia. No?
Varia?
Anything? Yep. Or reports, Varia. I guess we're sort of mixing the two right now. So.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little on my end. Sorry about that.
Sorry. That sort of went from reports to Varia without me acknowledging it. Once again, it's my great procedure.
Well done.
So does anybody else have anything to bring up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
The first item is quick, and I'm not looking for responses. If anyone thinks they can do it, email me later. But I'm pretty much leaving Saturday, and I'll be arriving back in the United States in Winston-Salem on July 14th, and I'm going to be pretty tired. So if anyone would be willing to pick me up at the airport, that would be appreciated. And I'll pay you the price for the taxi transfer. But that's email me separately. The second item is Chuck had suggested talking about the future as far as who's going to be chair and who's going to do what in the future board. Now, the one thing that I wanted to say is if it comes down to it, I will be 100% unwilling to be the treasurer. I don't want to be the treasurer, and I have my reasons for that. But if someone were to nominate me for chair, I would accept the nomination.
The other nice thing is that the treasurer can be a new board member. So if there is a board member who gets elected, one of the ones who is not on the board now, you know, anybody other than Kim, they can easily become the treasurer. And the nice thing is that with Holly on board, the treasurer position is not all that difficult. I would think that the chair is more difficult and is more time consuming. However, the treasurer has certain aspects in it that are some people don't like. But the nice thing is that we have Holly, and assuming that we have her again next year, it isn't too much of isn't too taxing. But at the same time, it does have some other issues. So hopefully, I'm a little more optimistic that that'll be a little easier to fill anyway. So in some ways, I'm kind of glad to hear that you'll do director, Anthony, instead.
For me, it's not really about what's easier and what's not easier. I can't even explain what it is about the treasurer. And you know, I'm under the assumption, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Kim. If you do get reelected, you are willing to put your name on there also. I'm stepping forward in the odd event you don't get elected, or if people really want me in that position, you know, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, and you're right. If I am reelected, I'm willing to put my name up for chair again as well. But you know, that's a big if at this point, because I've got to get back in first of all. The other thing that we have to consider is I've got a whole lot of IJA. Important documents here. I have our articles of incorporation and everything. If I am not reelected to the board, someone has got to take ownership of those documents. We're talking like 4 or 5 boxes and 2 rather large suitcases full. That's something else that needs to be considered as well if I don't make it back on the board.
Okay. We'll deal with that then. Have to. So.
I have no idea what Ken or Richard's intentions are. Kevin, do you have any aspirations or?
Not for board chair. I would be hesitant, but willing to take on the treasurer if needed. My experience with that kind of thing is virtually none. But, you know, I want to make sure that everything keeps rolling. So I don't have any intentions to run for those positions, but I could be a backup for the treasurer if we can't get someone else.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Well, we don't really have to schedule a next meeting because that's going to be at the festival. And
actually, we do. According to our bylaws, we're supposed to have a short meeting before the annual meeting with the membership.
That's right. Our next meeting will be at 3:55. No, I'm seriously, it really is 10-15 minutes before.
Yeah, it's not long. It's just to make sure that we all know what we're doing.
And to approve these minutes, and it's completely procedural. We will be meeting at 3:45 in Winston-Salem, and I will make sure everybody knows where that is. I don't know where the room will be right now. It'll be one of the side rooms. We'll work it out with Matt and see which room is open at 3:45.
All right.
Okay, Chuck. Also remember, you'll be with Jimmy Nickel, the parliamentarian, at that time.
And when she did it 2 years ago with us, she just came along and was there, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it was actually very helpful to have her at that meeting with us.
So if anybody has any questions about anything, and we can do it there. So 3:45 is at Winston-Salem, room to be announced.
Mike, I'm sorry to interject, but Mike, I have one more question. I'm getting some feedback here, sorry. Who is handling the prom competition this year?
Laura Ernst.
Okay. I know Laura. I'll contact her because I know she'll need checks as well.
Yes, that's right. And Fran Favorini for numbers.
Okay.
And I believe Bill Gittes collects entry fees but just gives out medals.
Right.
I don't think there's any cash prizes for jogging.
No, not that I can recall.
And I don't know what Matt is planning for the Kendama Open, but I think he's just going to give out props.
Okay.
All right. And nobody has anything else, I will move to adjourn this meeting, 47. Anybody opposed? All right. You guys in Winston-Salem, and I'll be in touch via email. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
everybody. See you soon.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Chuck?
Yo.
Have you talked to Janelle lately?
Yeah, she's right here. Why?
Okay. Just checking.
Thanks.
See ya.
I'll talk to you in a couple of days, the next day or to call you.
Bye.
Bye.